Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. I am your Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
Thank you.
Good day, my good sentries. That was Animatist with Naked Lynch off of their debut album, Face Club, released 2017. I believe, I'm just checking my notes. Yeah, 2017. Yeah, as you can tell today, everything's going to be a little wonky, but very, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be really exciting because today is my birthday broadcast. Unfortunately, this year it didn't come on my birthday, actual birthday, June 4th, but now we're going to continue on. And today I'm joined by a very special guest, Kyle Bodie.
Hello there.
Hey, how's it going, Kyle?
Quite well. How about yourself, sir? Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Or pre-belated, or what is that? Preemptive birthday. There we go.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, today we're going to be listening and playing some concurrent and all-time favorite tracks of mine, but also we're going to be talking to you and about, I guess, our little history together, your music, and... A very important show.
A very important show. Life-changing, important stuff. June 20th, SMK Presents. So excited.
Yeah, I actually just got the posters printed out this morning, and we have it around the studio right now. And hopefully...
Very powerful.
Yeah, and we'll get... we'll talk a little bit more about that in this observational session together.
Beautiful.
So why don't we do a little talking together first, maybe a few minutes? How does that sound, sir?
Sounds quite delicious. Let's do it.
I think the first time we got contact together was around this time last year.
It sounds right. Yeah, I guess I was just about to release Teresa, and I got in contact with you because you know everything and everyone and the guy to talk to.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I like that.
And I guess you wrote a little review on Ride the Tempo, your cool little blog.
Yes, and I actually have it right up here. And yeah, I think that was a very, very well written. Like, I don't want to.
Oh yeah, definitely. That was you. You had all the adjectives that we've been searching for. We need you.
Thanks. Yeah. I guess I'll read it. Just the first little bit. The radiant glow of the summer sun can only be amplified with the cool cascades of sensational pleasure from the new. Psychedelic sunglasses pop Guelph trio Kex, or I guess that was what it was called last year.
Sex pronounced really horribly or spelled really horribly. I don't know. It was like a license plate that we kept seeing over and over again in Guelph, CECS, and we thought it was like a really horrible way of spelling sex. And I thought sex sells, so let's just name our band Sex. That didn't really last very long. That was like a month or two, and but yeah, I just re-released Teresa like two, three days ago under the Barry Wall moniker, which is my current moniker, I suppose.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Very exciting times. Yeah, it's 2 years old song, and now it's finally ready for the world, ready to be heard on all.
And it's official under its official.
Yes, the official name, the Barry Wall.
What is a Barry Wall?
I stole it from this guy named Vander Barry Wall, who is famously the king of the dudes. In the late 19th century, there was a competition where a bunch of really rich dudes got together and dressed in their fanciest things, and then they nominated who is the king of the dudes. And I'll have you know that Vander Barry Wall is the greatest dude of all time, according to Wikipedia, the most reliable source on the internet. So, yeah, that's where Barry Wall came from. I thought he was an inspiring guy, and because he's kind of a loser. And I like that. I like that a lot. Lived life.
You're no loser, though.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Nicholas. I need that.
But you're going to
write that in my diary. Thank you.
Because you're gonna, I guess you're gonna try and achieve the dude. That
yes,
dude
yes, I am trying to embody him and just be the reincarnation of Vander Barry Wall and strut it in my finest stuff.
Are you? Do you have a costume set up?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's going to be ridiculous. Yeah,
well, it's going to be amazing.
I'm spending more time on it than the actual show. It's going to be good. I'm thinking like somewhere between like Ziggy Stardust and Rick James mixed with Eminem. It'll be good. It'll be really good.
Yeah, awesome. yeah, let's actually, do you want to play Trista
let's
now?
Let's do it.
Yeah, so... yeah, okay. Here is Kyle Bodhi as Barry Wall with Trista, which is available on Bandcamp.
And SoundCloud and Spotify and Tidal and all the cool stuff. Nice.
Yeah, check it out. So Trista by Barry Wall.
Thank you. in a silence with each other. There are planets, molecules.
That was Wax Limbs from Toronto with one of my favorite tracks off of their For Science album from 2017, Molecules. It kind of touches on my chemistry background there. Wax Limbs is having a album release party on Thursday, June 27th in Toronto at the Super Wonder Gallery, which for their new album, The Autumn Bell. If you check out Facebook, you can RSVP via, I think it's called Eventbrite, to be able to go to the concert for free. Or if you can't RSVP, it's $5 cover at the door. Doors open at 8 and the show at 9. I would definitely recommend anyone who's into art rock, electronic, like mastery and craziness in masks to go see them in Toronto.
All my favorite things.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, actually, let's talk about influences, your musical influences, Kyle.
Ooh, influences. I'd be amiss if I didn't say like Radiohead and Tame Impala, because I feel like those are the bands that I always end up playing over and over again over the last 15 years. So, standard hipster bands, you know, what can I say? But I love them to death. I love them to death. Lately, I've been listening to a lot of whatever, Lil Wayne, Post Malone. I don't know. Oh, like top 40 hip hop. That's how I roll. That's how I roll. Mark Ronson, Diplo. Let's go. That's how I do it. But definitely grew up on good old Genesis, Selling England by the Pound, the ultimate Prague album. That's a high five.
High five.
There we go. Prague music. Yeah, definitely a lot through my uncle. Like all the Yeses and the Super Tramps and maybe the cheesier ones. Of course, Pink Floyd, but I think that goes without saying. Talk about Prague or something like that.
Yeah, definitely.
The original samplers, man.
Yeah, with the airplanes and helicopters.
And everything. Some crazy guys talking about life. Old Irish dudes. That's the dream. It's the dream, bud. The dream.
Mm-hmm. Or does any of your influences seep into your music that you compose?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I end up stealing stuff from everyone all the time, just like everyone else all the time. And I don't know. I guess I listen to my own stuff way too much compared to the average person, so I don't steal as much as I should. But I definitely have stolen so much from Tame Impala and Radiohead, and both of them are such structure junkies, and they're so good at like point A to point B life, and that is something that I spend a lot of time perfecting or trying to perfect or whatever. The structure, the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so is your songs like really like composed like very critically? Or?
Yeah. The song we played is like a two-year-old song, and been meticulously like swapping out parts and making it longer and making it shorter, and just you never know.
Happy.
Exactly. Well, no song's ever done right, or no piece of art's ever done like Mona Lisa or whatever. Just stare at it and find something wrong with it no matter what. We're just humans, right? We can only do so good. But yeah, I am very meticulous with my structuring, and I think you kind of have to, like, or else you're just like kind of like neglecting your babies, you know, like to like go like full lo-fi or something. You're just kind of being a crappy parent, just not really taking care of your kids and not letting them be heard.
And then eventually you gotta get them out there.
Exactly.
Into the world.
They just want to be free, you know. Yeah, they just want to dance and drink pop and mostly Mountain Dew and the dream.
Yeah, and actually these songs of yours will be released very soon.
Yeah. I just sent it out to Spotify just before I walked over here. Guess it's like a 3 to 5 day wait, so it should be up any second. No promises on an exact date.
Well, I guess we'll have to look during our next songs.
exactly.
Eric, do you want to listen to Genesis?
Let's do it.
I have every album that we can look up right now. What are you thinking?
Well, geez. If I can karaoke, I'm going to say Dancing with the Moonlight Night. But I feel like it's too long. I feel like you can't play.
Well, nothing's too long for the Sentinels Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
Of course. The 11-minute plus rule is in effect, eh? I want to just do the cheesy one and just go, I love what I want. I don't know. I think that's like the best, I don't know, maybe not the best Genesis song, but the song.
Wait, I know.
Song.
I know what you mean.
In Your Wardrobe, that's what it's called. Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Oh, from the
Selling England by the
Pound. Okay.
Yeah, that's forever my album. I love Foxtrot and I like Nursery Crime, but this is a CD I've had in my possession since I was 11 years old, and just I know it front to back. Okay. Serious.
Oh, nice. I still actually have to play Supper's Ready. But that would take up the rest of this hour.
All you need is Echoes, you know? That sort of 30-minute heartfelt jam.
Nice. Yeah, so provided by, or suggested by Kyle here. Here is I Know What I Like in Your Wardrobe by Genesis off Selling England by the Pound.
Cheerio.
I'm just a lawnmower. You can tell me by the way I walk.
This is Eric Smith of Rack, Rack and Targus, and Party Alarm, and you are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca.
the mothers, and they look very good. They looked as if they could. We are the neighbors, the nosy neighbors. We think just like you would. We think just like we should.
That was my favorite artist of all time, Brian Eno, from his 1974 album, Taking Tiger Mountain by Strategy. And that song was called The True Wheel. Here on the SMK, Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, here with Kyle Bodie.
Hello.
Special guest who's helping me celebrate my birthday broadcast.
Woo!
Yeah.
Birthday.
Yeah, I do appreciate actually you coming in today.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm your gracious master overseer host.
I've always wanted a gracious master overseer host. Yes, finally. Dreams come true.
Yeah. Yeah, or actually one of your own songs from Barry Wall did remind me of the kind of sound, like textures and like lyrical stuff that Brian Eno does.
Oh, nice.
And that was, I think that was from Treat Yourself, or no, Treat Your Love.
Oh, Treat Your Love. There you go.
Yeah, that was your first official Barry Wall.
Yeah,
release.
Yeah, it was the first one. It was kind of like a very like strange song compared to, I guess, what people would know my music as, because it has like, I don't know, like a hip hop drum beat and really like strange like ambient synths, and it doesn't have any guitars in it too, which is especially alienating.
It was strange. Yeah. Are you well? What is your main instrument?
I guess like guitar, like technically, but I've definitely been playing like more and more piano over the last 15 years, you know? Like, it's not like I haven't not been playing piano. Like, I've been playing.
It's just practicing hard?
Yeah, I just happen to be better at guitar still. I still have some ways to catch up on the piano chops. I don't know how to play real chords or anything like that. I wasn't, like, taught or anything. I'm super self-taught, and I, like, don't hold my hands up properly, so I get, like, the hand cramps, and I know all I have to do is, like, look like I'm a puppeteer, but I'm not there yet. Yeah. One of these days.
You'll get there with more practice. Maybe you should look up some exercises.
Not my style. Put my ear to the ground, see what happens.
All right, I guess let's talk a little bit now about this concert coming up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my second concert curation as the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Mm. And I'm partnering up with Dylan Bravner of 3/9's Compact Cassettes.
Oh, yeah.
To bring you, as Barry Wall, G. Michael Thomas, Mouthfeel, and Navi to Guelph near the latter half of June, specifically Thursday, June 20th, to the ANAF Club. Yeah, I guess more information is the doors will be opening at 8 p.m., starting at 8:30, $10 admission. A 19-plus event, physically accessible, safe space event, no hats policy.
Yeah, I'm super excited for that. I've known Dylan for some half a life now at this stage of the game.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Yeah, I don't even know how many times I've seen him and how many bands I've seen him. I feel like we've been here, man. We've been playing shows, man. We never stopped.
Yeah, you said you were in a band with him.
No. We played together, but like I don't even know what band he was in and what band I was in, because I feel like between the two of us, we might have been in 45 bands or something like that. And like, yeah, he's always been the Kitchener version of me, and maybe I've been the Golf version of him, but he's doing much better than me. I love his like tape label that he's getting going, and I'm actually going to put out the Barry Wall tape. That is going to happen. Yay. Yes.
Or what sense? You didn't tell me. What is that? What's the album going to be called?
Oh, it's going to be called Honeymoon. I actually did not know what it was going to be called until yesterday. I've been like starving for a name for like months. And usually when I like put so much pressure on something, I just can't think of a name. And so I reached out to all my friends and Matthew Newell, my hetero life mate, just like had this name hanging on for me. And it's perfect because I like finally found out like what I like to do that doesn't like make me like feel too much pressure. And now I'm in the honeymoon phase of making music. Finally, I finally found my love.
Oh, yeah.
And things are good. And that's what it's all about.
So sweet.
Yeah, making things good, you know. Life doesn't have to be so...
so serious.
Yeah, and shambles and battles and wars. You know, you can just pretend they don't happen.
For a little bit, I guess.
Yes, yes. It's not a very cool thing to say. Sorry.
And, you know, and also to be just positive about everything.
Exactly, right? So exactly.
You won't get anywhere by being negative on yourself.
Exactly, exactly.
Like, you can have those phases, but it's...
Exactly. It's all about the positivity.
Actually, now you said your main instrument is guitar, but what is the Barry Wall setup that we will be witnessing?
I believe it'll just be me and Matt Newell. I think he's playing guitar and I'm playing keyboard, I think, like, for the most part. Like, Matt has a song that isn't here today that he sings on, and but I'm pretty sure it'll just be the two of us, even though Amy does sing on a bunch of these songs.
Or that's Amy
Gismondi.
Gismondi.
Yeah, she sang Teresa, the first song, and she's on 4 out of the 8 songs.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Are you going to sing her parts?
No, I don't know. It's probably going to be a recording. I can't even like pretend. Can't even pretend to be that at that level, man. I'm not there yet. I got to train a little harder to be on
train
that level.
Train to get, falsetto?
I don't know. I don't know if guys could achieve that falsetto. I'm not even... Even Tom York. It would be hard to go that high. No, don't think it's going to happen. But yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
Yeah. Why don't we listen to another Barry Wall song?
Beautiful.
Which one?
What do we got? What do we got on the list here?
Kyle sent me a whole bunch of tracks from the new album.
Indeed, I did. I think I'd like to play OK Bizarro. This is this track that my old friend Kevin Kralik mixed, formerly of the Paint Movement. Huge influential guy. I'm so glad that he actually like had the time to like work on one of my songs, and he really changed a lot of it, and it really wouldn't be what it is right now without him. And very special song to me. And it is Amy singing on it as well. It's a slammer, the short one.
Great.
Let's go.
Let's go for it. OK Bizarro by Barry Wall here on the SMK CFRU.ca.
I don't know what I mean to me. Open up the book for all to read. Sometimes I just wanna be a I don't know what you mean to me. You showed me things and found my sea. Sometimes I just wanna have some fun. I don't know what you came for.
Open up my heart and teach me how to dream. All my dirt dreams, my bow for the crown, but I'm stuck in it now.
Thank you.
In that triple audible observation set, we started off with Barry Wall with OK Bizarro off his upcoming album Honeymoon. Actually, is there a date specifically?
No. We're not at that level yet, bud. We're not there. 3 to 6 days, business days, you know, depending on how the world goes. Sometime soon, probably.
The next coming weeks.
Yes, there we go.
Then we heard Juarez, Orangeville artist, whose name is Adam MacArthur, with his brand new debut album, self-titled, self-released on Bandcamp. And we heard the first track off that, Devil. Actually was able to premiere the album on Ride the Tempo this past Friday when it came out. And actually, that's a really good write-up I did for Juarez. So go check that out on Ride the Tempo. And then we just finished listening to sensational Guelph artist Kitzel.
Incredible.
I think we can both...
Incredible. Incredible music. Incredible. Oh, really, everyone you played today is so great. It's incredible that Guelph even has this many good artists. And we're talking like 100,000 people. Animatist or
animatist.
Yes.
Yeah, I think for a while I mispronounced that.
It's a hard one. I'll never get it, but I'm working at it. Yeah. I've seen them a bunch of times. They got an incredible show. They're just giving it, and
it's always a pleasure to see them live.
Yeah, and where's the other band? Falcon Jane, incredible music.
That's Adam. Yeah, Adam's.
Other band.
Andrew's main band from Orangeville.
Yeah. And where is that? That song was great. It's like all the best things with Mac DeMarco, but even better. And I guess like Ramshi, who mixed Treat Your Love, one of the song, the first song I put out, actually just did a remix of him. So it's a weird small world. It's called The News, I think, the Ramshi remix.
Really good. Mm-hmm. Really, really good.
Yeah, nice. Actually, just wanted to say we played Feather off Kitzel's new album, 40 Moons That We Know Of, available on Bandcamp. And actually now she has physical CDs and cassettes.
Tapes,
yeah, done by Pink Lemonade.
Well. Exactly.
Yeah, can we say that? No. We're going to keep it a secret. Actually, we should take a break now for PSAs. And we'll get back to birthday celebrating and here with Kyle and talk about all things berries and all the walls.
Yes.